Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the arrangement of the Quran itself. Now, it is generally said that the arrangement of the Quran, the way the surahs are arranged in the Quran, the scheme of this arrangement is that generally the long surahs are placed first and then surahs of decreasing length, they follow. So this is what is generally understood. And also there is a certain narrative which is referred to according to which a certain scheme of surahs is given. And as per that narrative, the seven longer surahs or seven tiwal surahs, they are placed first. Then come the Ma'in surahs, which have around about 100 verses. And then come the Masani surahs, which have less than 100 verses. And lastly are the Mufassal surahs, in which we have, of course, a difference of opinion where those start. But generally, they mean that they are the shorter surahs because the fasl or the chapterization between them is very short. Regardless of the fact that this narrative itself is a very weak narrative, it is not correctly ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One needs to also understand the fact that the Quran has not been arranged in its chronological sequence. That is the sequence in which it was revealed. We know from the Quran itself that the Quran was given a new arrangement once the whole of it had been revealed. And the Almighty directed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have it arranged once again. So there has to be some reason to it. There has to be some wisdom behind this whole rearrangement. And we need to understand that. We need to reflect and deliberate on what this meaningful sequence is. Now, in recent times, a great exegete of the Quran, Amin Ehsan Islahi, he has reflected upon this whole issue, and he has come up with a solution, with an answer to this question, and he has said that Quran is a beautifully and a sequentially, coherently arranged book. And not only is the book very coherently arranged, he has also shown, as I'll just presently show, that what the chapterization of the Quran is itself, which is something which the Quran tells about it, its own arrangement. So according to the conclusion drawn by Islahi, he says that the Quran has been arranged in seven groups, and these are seven distinct groups. Now each group has Meccan and Medinan surahs, and each group begins with one or more than one Meccan surah and ends with one or more than one Medinan surah. And within the group, the Meccan and the Medinan surahs, they occur in pairs. And these pairs, of course, they are complements and supplements to each other. And each surah has a theme. Similarly, each group has a theme. And these groups are also arranged meaningfully in the whole of the Quran. So there are seven groups in the Quran. And while pointing out this fact, Islahi has also drawn our attention to the fact that whatever he is saying is also based on the Quran. So at one place in Surah Hijr, the Quran says, of course, the Almighty is speaking here. The words are وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. These words address the Prophet and they say, O Prophet, we have bestowed upon you the seven Masani, which is the great Quran. Now, Islahi has said that here the word Masani means something which occur in pairs. So Sabam al-Masani would mean something which is seven and is composed of seven of pairs. So he concludes from this verse that actually this is referring to the fact that the Quran has seven groups, seven chapters, and each of these chapters is composed of surahs which occur in pairs. So therefore the Sabam al-Masani, the expression Sabam al-Masani, is if we apply this on the Quran, that it comes out of the fact that there are seven chapters of the Quran, seven groups of the Quran, and within each group, surahs are arranged in pairs. And this is what Sabam al-Masani means. And the word Wal-Qur'an al-Azim, of course, the word Waw here is for explication, which means that this is the whole of the Quran. So it needs to be understood that as per the research of Imam Amin Ehsan Islahi, and the way he has also related his research to a Quranic verse, the Quran is a very, very meaningful arranged book. The surahs in the Quran, they are not arranged haphazardly, or as is one of the opinions that they have been arranged such that the longer surahs, they are arranged first, they are placed first, they are then followed by the shorter surahs. This is not the correct answer to this question. Islahi has shown through his research that the Quran is arranged in seven distinct groups, and each group has a theme, each group has surahs, and within each group, the sequence generally is chronological. So the first surah which in a group would be the one which was revealed before the next surah which follows it. So within the group, the sequence is chronological, and the surahs occur in pair. The surahs themselves have a theme, and the surahs become a meaningful whole when they are studied in pairs. And then the group itself has a theme. And then these seven groups, they are also arranged in a very meaningful way. So this is how he has attempted to show how the Quran is a very coherently and a very meaningfully compiled book. However, as far as the details of these are concerned, that which of the surahs are Meccan and which are Medinan, and what is the exact scheme of how this Quran has been arranged vis-a-vis the scheme I've just delineated, that needs a recourse to his own tafsir, Tadabbur-e-Quran. And our listeners and our viewers are well advised that if they can look up the tafsir of Tadabbur-e-Quran, they'll find a detailed account of whatever I have just alluded to. And it can be said in a nutshell that Quran is a very meaningfully arranged book, and it is absolutely wrong to conclude the fact that either that the Quran has been arranged haphazardly, or that the fact that the Quran has been arranged such that the longer surahs were placed first and then they were followed by shorter ones. This is also not a correct conclusion. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ